Hi, my name is Gregory Karp. I'm the author of Living Rich by Spending Smart, How to Get More of What You Really Want. In this podcast, we'll talk about ways to save a lot of money painlessly on food, insurance, and telecommunications. Before we do, though, we should talk a little bit about what I mean by spending smart. First, let me tell you what spending smart is not. It is not about being a cheapskate. It's not some live cheap, die loaded plan or some exercise in financial anorexia. I don't want to tell you how to make sweater vests from dryer lint or separate two-ply toilet paper into two rolls. No, spending smart is about spending on purpose rather than by accident and habit. It's about plugging the leaks of wasteful spending and redirecting that money to things you truly care about. So how do you start? I say, get started by becoming financially fit. I emphasize the word FIT because it's an acronym. I made it up. It stands for food, insurance, and telecommunications. These are the three best categories to start your spending makeover. Why? Because there's enormous waste in these areas, and you can cut spending painlessly without depriving yourself. Just as important, these are three areas of repeat spending. In other words, you'll be spending money in these areas again and again every year for your entire life. For most people, that makes these expenses more costly than any one-time purchase, including their car, including their house. Now, each FIT area has a mega concept. These big picture ideas alone can save significant money. And of course, more detail is provided in the book. Let's start with food. Food spending has two main categories, eating in and eating out. Spending on eating in requires grocery shopping, of course. The idea while grocery shopping is that you shouldn't buy what you need. Instead, you should buy what's on sale and stockpile it. Think about that for a minute. You buy the exact same brands and the same products. You just buy them at ideal times. And I'll tell you in the book why heading to the supermarket on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday will save you the most money. Now let's look at eating out. The idea is to eat out on special occasions and because you want to, not because you're a poor meal planner. We've all done it. You've come home tired and frazzled, and you haven't given dinner a second thought. It's just easier to head out to a restaurant at that point. The solution is freezer meals. What are freezer meals? Whenever you cook, make double and triple batches. If you're making a meatloaf, make three and freeze two of them. Then on those rushed evenings, you're only microwave minutes away from a healthy and inexpensive dinner. And of course, you could bring lunch to work. It doesn't take much time, and you could pack a lunch during the commercial breaks of American Idol or Lost. Now let's look at insurance. I know it's kind of a boring topic, but the main idea here is that you don't insure against little things. Insurance is to protect you from financial disaster, not nuisance expenses. That means just say no to extended warranties. They're almost never worthwhile. And life insurance is to protect people who rely on your income, no matter how you die, whether that's from cancer or alien abduction. So that means you just need plenty of term insurance, which is cheap. If you already have term life insurance, you should consider refinancing it. By that, I mean getting a new policy and dumping your old one. Why would you want to do that? Because rates have plummeted over the past decade. You could probably get a lot more coverage for less money even though you're older than when you first took out the policy. Now let's turn to telecommunications. This category refers to phone services, internet access, and pay television. The big idea here is to make sure you're not paying for more service than you need. I know that sounds like a no-duh type of advice, but take a look at your bills for wireless, for landline telephone, internet, television. Do you use all those services you're paying for? Do you really need unlimited long distance on your home phone? Do you need web access on your cell phone? Telecom companies make pricing plans confusing on purpose in hopes that you'll overbuy. There's more competition than ever, so price and offerings change continually. That means shop around for telecom frequently. Well, there you have it. Start your spending makeover by becoming financially fit by scrutinizing food, insurance, and telecommunications. Of course, FIT is just a sampling of what you'll find in Living Rich by Spending Smart, How to Get More of What You Really Want. This has been author Gregory Karp. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast.